morning. And happy Father's Day to all the fathers here this morning. I hope you have a good day today. We have a special service today. We are receiving new members into the church membership today, and we have special musicians today. We're having quartet present special music today. It's a good day to be here, and just glad you're able to be here with us. I'd like to invite all of you to stay for a few moments after the service for a time of refreshment and fellowship in our Judson Chapel, which is directly behind the sanctuary. If you are visiting today, we extend a special welcome to you. If it is your first time here, we ask that you fill out a welcome card that you'll find in the pew rack in front of you. We invite you to place that card in the offering plate so that we may know who's been worshiping with us. You'll note on the back page of the bulletin the calendar for this week, and please note that the mission board is meeting this afternoon after the coffee hour. And on Tuesday, we will have our monthly worship service at Glenridge Nursing Center. Also, you want to note that we will be having a dedication of parents and child next Sunday during the worship service. And on Sunday, July 9th, there will be a congregational town hall and business meeting following the worship service. I'm encouraging people to plan for about 3 hours after the service, including lunch. Lunch will be provided by the deacons. And then we'll be having a town hall where we'll be having some discussion, brainstorming, and then some business. And just encouraging you to save that date of July 9th. Also, something that's not on the calendar, but coming up on Wednesday, June 28th, which is not this Wednesday, but the following Wednesday at 6 o'clock, we will be moving the parlor furniture back and forth and setting up for our summer worship. Worship begins in the parlor on Sunday, July 2nd, and will conclude and continue through Labor Day weekend. So if anyone is able to help move furniture, we invite you to come next Wednesday at 6 to help with that. Our one great hour sharing offering, we have received $668 towards our goal of $800, which is 83.5% towards the goal. And thank you to those who have given to that. Also, the blue insert in the bulletin today is our honor roll of tools, all those who tools have been given in honor and memory of loved ones. So let's turn in the blue hymnal to selection number 733 for our responsive call to worship. A variety of verses from both the Old and New Testaments. Let us read responsively from God's holy word as we prepare our hearts and our minds for worship. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Listen to a father's instruction. Pay attention and gain understanding. We have all had human fathers who disciplined us, and we respected them for it. Our fathers disciplined us for a little while as they thought best. If you know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? How great is the love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God. Our opening hymn this morning is For the Beauty of the Earth, number 776. We're singing verses 1 through 4 only, and those who are able are invited to stand as we sing together.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, Heavenly Father, you have set us as individuals into families, brother, sister, parent, and child. May our families be strengthened by your Spirit. Keep us close together so that no challenge can unravel the bindings of love that unite us. On this Father's Day, we pray that you will turn our hearts in tenderness toward one another. We ask this all in the name of him who came into the little family of Nazareth, Jesus the Christ. We now pray as he taught, saying aloud together, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you, members of the quartet and Marilyn, for that special music. We have an opportunity now to share celebrations and concerns with one another as we go to prayer. We want to continue to remember Helen Fleet as she is mourning the loss of her sister and some health issues, and we want to keep Helen in prayer. Also, other folks that have some health concerns are Paul Patrie, Joan Rasteen, and May Upperman. We want to keep all of those folks in prayer and continued prayer for them. On this Father's Day, we want to pray for fathers. And we also want to pray for our congregation. As I mentioned, that we have a town hall coming up and some decisions the congregation needs to make. So I'm going to speak a little bit more about that, not in details, but during my sermon this morning. But just we need to be in prayer for our church. And also we want to remember all of those who are being remembered today by a gift of a tool. As printed in the bulletin insert today. Some that are being remembered in their memory and some are being honored this day. We want to remember all of those in prayer today. Do you have any requests for prayer, either celebrations or a concern you'd like to share with the church family before we go into prayer? Lisa? That's wonderful. Those who may remember Amber, the oldest of Alfred's children, is being married next weekend in California. So that is a celebration. We pray for blessedness in the marriage for them. Anyone else have a prayer request today? Peggy, I'll be right back. Okay, we want to keep Bev Sandberg in prayer, and also Bev's sister-in-law Claire and your niece Michelle, Barbara. So Barbara has a friend who's awaiting the donation of a kidney. Obviously needs a transplant, so not in good health. So. A short wait. Yes, we want to pray for that. And yes, we want to pray. I heard traveling, so we want to pray for traveling blessings as Noreen and Lisa travel to the wedding next weekend. So we'll pray for all travelers. Eleanor. Okay, so Eleanor has a friend named Betty who's not answering the phone right now, and just you're a little concerned about what's going on and probably not feeling very well. So we want to keep Betty in prayer today. Anyone else have a prayer request? Dave. Wonderful. Newest great-nephew. So we celebrate with the Latta family today, and that's on that birth, and say, hope the family's all okay, Dave. Good. That's a wonderful celebration. If there's no other requests for prayer today, no celebration, yes. She's your mom. Right. Okay, so we will pray for your mom. We will pray for your mom. Naomi. Okay. Your mother, Genevieve, is having surgery in August, so we want to keep her in prayer. And I know Cindy's awaiting surgery also, so we want to keep folks that are awaiting those procedures in prayer as well. Sometimes the wait is worse than the procedure itself, so we want to pray for those as well. Anyone else? If Mark. Yes. Yes, we want to keep... Well, they have found the bodies now, unfortunately, in the ship. So we want to keep the sailors on the USS Fitzgerald, I believe it is, in prayer today as well. So let's go to God, lifting up some of these requests or something else that's on your heart. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning as your children, recognizing that at times we misbehave, and at times we are very good. And Lord, we just know that we are so thankful that you love us no matter what. You may not love our actions or our words, but that you continue to love us, and we thank you for that. And Lord, we thank you for your example as being a heavenly parent that human parents can model after your love and your compassion. We thank you for that. And Lord, as we come today, we've mentioned several by name and relationship that we lift up to you in prayer. Some have health issues, and we just lift them up to you, Lord, and we pray to you as the master physician that there may be healing in their lives, but according to your will for them. We pray for those who are in mourning today, and we pray for your spirit of comfort to be with them as well. And Lord, this day we recognize this past week has been filled with news of tragedies, of ship crashes, of massive fires, of gunshots. And Lord, those are just the tip of the iceberg. And yet, Lord, we question, you know, what is our world coming to? And Lord, we don't fully understand. We continue to pray for your presence in our world. We pray that you may empower us to be agents of peace and reconciliation wherever we are able to do that. Lord, we realize that that may start in our own homes, in our own communities. We know that we may not be able to solve all the world's problems, but we can influence those whom we touch each day and those whom we encounter. Lord, we thank you this day for the fathers in our lives. Fatherhood does not come with a manual, and reality teaches us that some fathers excel while others fail. We ask for your blessings for all fathers and forgiveness where it is needed. On this Father's Day, we remember the many sacrifices that fathers make up for in their lives for their children and families, and the ways, both large and small, they lift children to achieve dreams that were thought beyond reach. So too, we remember all those who have helped to fill the void when fathers pass early or are absent, such as grandfathers and uncles, brothers and cousins, teachers, pastors, and coaches, as well as the women in the families. For those who are fathers, we ask for wisdom and humility in the face and the task of parenting. Give them the strength to do well by their children and by you. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. We have worshiped this morning by singing together and reading scripture and praying. Now we have an opportunity of continuing in worship by presenting our tithes and our gifts as the ushers receive the morning offering. Let's pray together. Lord, we offer these tithes and these gifts to you and ask that you would bless them and bless us as we share the good news of Christ's love with others, that they too may come to know him as their personal Lord and Savior. We ask this in his name. Amen. Barbara Tolstrup will be reading the scripture today.
For this reason, I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth takes its name. I pray that according to the riches of his glory, he may grant that you may be strengthened in your inner being with power through his Spirit, and that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, as you are being rooted and grounded in love. I pray that you may have the power to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, so that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him who, by the power at work within us, is able to accomplish abundantly far more than all we can ask or imagine, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen.
Thank you, Barbara. Let's pray together. Lord, as we have read and heard these words from the Apostle Paul to an early church, an ancient church, words that are just as applicable to us today in our modern church. Lord, we pray that these moments together, that our hearts and minds may be open to you, that we may reflect and consider what it means to be a member of your church, a member of your body. We pray that we may be encouraged and strengthened to be new members and new followers as we leave here today. We ask this all in Jesus' name. Amen. Several years ago, a major credit card company used the phrase, "Membership has its privileges," as one of its advertising slogans. The same can be said about membership in the Church of Jesus Christ and our local congregation. For a moment, I want us to consider what the privileges are of being a member of the First Baptist Church of Malden. I've drawn up a short list, and some of the items were written with tongue in cheek. But at times, I sense that this may be one of the reasons some people claim membership in our congregation. Here's my list of privileges of membership in our church. A beautiful sanctuary in which to worship, with a majestic organ that provides inspiring music. Many visitors to the building for special events and services comment on its inner beauty and have said that they have admired the church from the outside and had always wanted to come in, but never had. We as members have the privilege of worshiping here every Sunday. The church membership also provides a place to come and see friends and to catch up on the latest gossip. There's ample seating here. No one has to worry about having to get here early to find a place to sit. Maybe church membership means a parking space in a private lot when members have business in the square or want to visit the library or even take the tea. Church membership offers mutual friendship, love, care, and concern that members have for each other. It also provides the opportunity to make our ideas count because each of us has a voice and a vote in how this congregation carries out its ministry and its mission. Membership provides a place where we can make a difference in people's lives through feeding the hungry, housing the homeless, and reaching out to others in their times of need. Membership here also provides a place that we can come to be reassured that God loves us, reminded that Christ died for us, and renewed and refreshed by God's Spirit for another week. I wonder what you would include in your list of privileges of membership in the First Baptist Church of Malden. In this morning's scripture, we are reminded, just like the church at Ephesus, of the wonderful privileges we have because we are members of Christ's body. We are strengthened with Christ's Spirit, and Christ lives in our hearts. We are firmly and deeply rooted in Christ's love, and we are filled with all that God is. And God's power can work through us. So what are we supposed to do with these privileges? When we carefully reflect on them, we realize that we are expected to embody and live them out, share them among ourselves, and reveal them to those outside our community of faith. All of these privileges point the way toward action on our parts. That is where the responsibilities of church membership come into play. In preparing this sermon, I found numerous illustrations and anecdotes about church membership. Most of them focused on responsibilities rather than privileges, but all of them dealt with attitudes and actions of church members. Suppose you had to run for church membership as a candidate runs for a political office. Would you win or lose? Suppose your membership was good for only 1 year and that your reelection or reappointment depended upon the good that you had done through the church during the year. Would you be reelected or reappointed? Suppose your name would be dropped from membership if you did not share your faith in Jesus Christ at least with one person each year. How long would you remain a member? Suppose you were asked to explain just why your church our church, should keep your name on the membership roll? Do you have a record of helpful service to others in your defense? Suppose every member of the church did as much work for the church as you are presently doing. Would more seats be needed? Or would the doors of the church be closed? Suppose you were arrested for being a Christian. Would there be enough evidence to convict you? Whether we are talking about the Universal Church of Jesus Christ or a local congregation, membership is very important. It is something that should not be taken lightly. Robert Fleming Sample described the church this way. It is a body or collection of persons voluntarily associated together, professing to believe with what Christ teaches, to do what Christ commands, to imitate his example, cherish his spirit, and make known his gospel to others. We are walking advertisements of our church and of Jesus Christ. Each time we leave this building, we take the church out of these walls and make it alive in the everyday affairs of life. In fact, what people think of our church is what people think of you. Our church professes a concern for people. We express that concern in the way we act towards others. One of the statements printed on the back of every Sunday bulletin states that our mission is, quote, to help and care for one another as we strive to be an example of Christ's love to all, end quote. Several years ago, Reader's Digest published a story about a church's weeknight Bible study that attracted a diverse group of people. One evening, a woman in the group told the others about a song she had heard on the radio. The lyrics, she said, talked about a place where everybody knows your name and they're always glad you came. Then she said, somebody told me that's the theme song for a TV program about a bar named Cheers. She went on and said, and I can't help wishing that they were singing that about our church. Could we claim that theme song as ours? Do we know everybody's name who comes here? And are we glad when everybody comes? How do we express our love, care, and concern for others? Our daily acts as Christians preach more sermons, teach more people, and save more lives than the words that are spoken inside the walls of our church building. Each of us is just a tiny little cell of the living church. Without each of us, the church has no life. The theme of revitalization and renewal is popular within churches. All sorts of programs have been proposed, developed, and tried in various locations. But renewal begins with church members. Long before consultants are considered or programs implemented, church members need to evaluate their own roles in the church. A father and young son were preparing breakfast on a Saturday morning. As the father was frying eggs, the 8-year-old asked, Dad, how do you eat an egg without cracking a shell? The father thought about this for several moments before finally conceding that he did not know. And the son replied, have someone else crack it for you. That answer reminds me of some church members. They want the privileges and benefits the church has to offer without sharing in the responsibilities. They want revival as long as someone else does the praying. They want good programs as long as someone else does the work. Are we doing everything we can for our church? What do we want for our church? Do we want change? Do we want renewal? Do we want to sense God's Spirit in new, fresh, and perhaps challenging ways? Someone once said, "Any church which is satisfied to hold her own is on the way to the cemetery." Where are we? Where is our church? And where are we headed? If we want to eat eggs, we're going to have to break some shells. No one else is going to do it for us. William Ward Eyre once said, "The quickest way to get a church on its feet is to get it on its knees." One of the great gifts from God is the privilege of prayer. Anytime, any place, any topic. Are we as church members praying for our congregation? Our congregation has some challenging issues that need prayer, discussion, and decision. We need to remember that even though we take pride in and like to claim this church as our own, it's really Christ's church, and He is its head. We need to seek Christ's leading and guiding for the leadership of the congregation as well as our church membership. As we welcome two people into membership in a few moments, I will be reminding all of us of the five sweet P's of church membership. One of these is to be a praying member. The church council, as I announced earlier, has scheduled a town hall and business meeting for Sunday, July 9th, for the members of our congregation to brainstorm what this church means to us and what we should be doing in the future. In preparation for that event, I encourage, I challenge, I even plead with the members of this congregation to pray for our church over the coming 3 weeks. A favorite hymn says, "What a privilege it is to carry everything to God in prayer." And I would add, what a responsibility it is to lift up our church in collective, concentrated, and continual prayer. As we have been invited and called into the membership of the Church of Jesus Christ and this local congregation, we need to consider what type of member we are. This morning, I encourage you to evaluate the meaning of your church membership. What are its privileges, and what are its responsibilities? In closing, I leave with you this probing poem. Are you an active member, the kind who would be missed? Or are you just contented that your name is on the list? Do you attend the meetings and mingle with the flock? Or do you stay at home and criticize and knock? Do you take an active part to help the work along? Or are you satisfied to be one of those who just belongs? Do you ever voluntarily help at the guiding stick or leave the work to just a few and talk about the clicks? Come out to meetings often and help with hands and heart. Don't be just a member, but take an active part. Think this over, member. You know right from wrong. Are you an active member, or do you just belong? Let's pray together. Lord, you have called us to be part of your body, be part of the Church of Jesus Christ. And Lord, for many of us here today, we have made that commitment to this local congregation to be an official member of this church, to help to make the decisions, to help to carry out the ministry and the mission. Lord, there are several here today who attend regularly but have not made that commitment. There are others who may be visiting today. But Lord, wherever we are in our commitment, we just pray, Lord, that we may be open to your Spirit's guiding in our lives, that if we've been attending here and consider this our church home, that we consider taking the next step of becoming an official member with all of its privileges and responsibilities. Lord, we pray now for those who will be joining our church today. We thank you for the blessings of their presence with us. We pray now that you would be with us as we welcome them into membership. We ask this all in Christ's name. Amen. This time I'd like to invite Naomi and Eli to come forward and to sit in the front pew. The Apostle Paul wrote to the members of the church at Rome these words: "Be sincere in your love for others. Hate everything that is evil and hold tight to everything that is good. Love each other as brothers and sisters and honor others more than you do yourself. Never give up. Eagerly follow the Holy Spirit and serve the Lord. Let your hope make you glad. Be patient in time of trouble and never stop praying. Take care of God's needy people and welcome strangers into your home. Rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with one another." This passage of Scripture can be summarized into brief instructions and responsibilities for church members that are called the five sweet peas of church membership. And as I describe these to those who are joining the church today, they've already heard it once, at least once before in our discipleship classes, but I feel it's important for those who are coming into membership and all of us to be reminded of our responsibilities and our privileges. So as I'm reminding all of us of our duties and responsibilities and privileges as members of the body of Christ, the first sweet pea is to be a praying member. We need to spend time in prayer. It's not just talking to God, but also waiting for God to respond, to speak to us, and to be open to God's leading in our lives. The second sweet pea is to be a present member. If the ministry and mission of this congregation is to be effective, then we need to have our members present at worship, at study, business, social, and service events. It's difficult to grow in one's spiritual life if the person is not actively involved in their church. And the third sweet pea comes right on being present to be a participating member. We are all part of the body of Christ, with each of us having our own specific and special gifts and talents. And all of our gifts are needed to be shared in order for the body to be whole. The Apostle Paul writes several times, we have in the New Testament, about Christ's body and the ears and the eyes, you know, arguing about, well, I'm more important. He said, no, every part of the body is important. The hand can't say to the foot, I don't need you. We need all parts of the body, and we need them participating. The fourth sweet pea is a combination of several. It's to be peaceful, positive, and patient. The church, while being the body of Christ, is made up of human beings. And we sometimes make mistakes, and we don't always agree, and we need to settle our differences with love and have compassion for each other. We need to look for positive ways to peacefully settle our differences. And as we do this, we need to be patient. The church is one of the organizations that moves most slowly. If anybody has worked at a church knows that congregations don't make decisions very rapidly. So we need to be patient as a church member. And the fifth is sometimes the most painful for some folks, and that is to be a paying member. Being a member of a church also means that we assume a financial responsibility in supporting the ministry and mission of the congregation. In the Old Testament, the people of God were instructed to give a tithe for their offering to the Lord, a 10%. The amount members give is between them and the Lord. So the five sweet peas of church membership are practical ways of putting our faith to work within the body of Christ as we are praying, present, participating, peaceful, positive, and patient, as well as paying. So I'd like Naomi and Eli to stand up at this time and face the congregation. I'd like to introduce them. I introduced Naomi last week while we were in the baptistry, but I want to reintroduce her a little bit. Naomi's 16, and attends the Northeast Metro Tech High School and is in the metals fabrication classes and enjoys welding especially. She loves to cook, listen to music, and have fun. Naomi has attended our Sunday school and vacation Bible schools, as well as Grottenwood Camp for several summers. And in addition, she volunteers at our monthly feeding ministry. And now Naomi wishes to become even more involved in our congregation by becoming an official member. And this is Ile Zoyim. Ile is a native of Cameroon in Africa and came to the United States 8 years ago. His wife and three children continue to live in Cameroon. Ile earned an associate's degree from Roxbury Community College, where he majored in nursing. And I understand that Ely's father and your father-in-law were both pastors in churches in Cameroon. And Ely has attended our church on and off for several years. In fact, a couple months ago, I found your picture on our church family picture board. So he's been here quite a while on and off. But he's decided now to make the commitment of membership in our congregation. And he is joining based on Christian experience. Ely and Naomi, having heard the duties and the responsibilities of church membership, do you promise to be a faithful follower of Jesus Christ and to serve him gladly in this congregation? If so, please say, I do. And to the members of this church, we welcome in the name of Jesus Christ these who have come to join in the life and ministry of this congregation. As you receive them, do you promise to give them your love and encouragement as they grow in their Christian life and commitment? If so, please respond, I do. Let us pray. We thank you, O God, for these who have come to join our family of faith. May Naomi and Ely find among us a deep love and concern for them and their well-being. Enable them to find their place of service among us. Grant that they may grow up in every way into him who is the head of the church, Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Let me shake your hand. Ely Zoyim, welcome officially to the First Baptist Church of Malden as a church member. I'm presenting you a certificate that states that, a rose, and a little bit of reading material about our church. And Naomi, I welcome you into official membership as well. Congratulations, we welcome you. And here's a certificate, and we have a rose for you. And we have a bag for you as well. We welcome both of you very much. And now you may be seated. And why don't you join me when I shake hands, why don't you join me in line? A chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's own people, that you may declare the wonderful deeds of God who called you out of darkness into marvelous light. Go into the world Live as God's people through the grace of Jesus Christ and the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen.